Thank you very much, honorable members. I welcome you all, honorable members. I declare this meeting officially open. And over to you, Chair.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, and good afternoon, members. From the Select Committee side, I think we are a full house. If there's no apologies, Chairperson. Let me then also welcome all members attending this joint meeting this afternoon as we conclude our work on the NYDA process. I think it will be proper, Chairperson, to thank the subcommittee members for all their hard work, although it was recessed and amidst the COVID-19 and also amidst the situation that is faced within the country. I think we can say a job well done to all members of the subcommittee, and we can come this afternoon before both committees in a joint sitting, and we can conclude on our work as we just finished our subcommittee meeting with issues that was raised last week by the members of the different committees. We can come and give you a report this afternoon that the subcommittee has concluded its work, and that I will hand over to the chairperson of the portfolio committee so that the portfolio committee can first deal with a report that will be presented. And after the portfolio committee, the select committee will then deal with the report as will be presented. So thank you, Chairperson, also for your leadership during this trying time. And also to our staff members, all support staff. I don't exclude any department, everybody who was there of assistance. And we can today give a message to the young people of South Africa that yes, we have concluded our work and we have dealt with every aspect that was there to deal with, and the legal department was with us all the way. So over to you, Chairperson, so that we can share the good news with the people of South Africa.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. I want to remove this. Yeah. Thank you very much, Chairperson, for your words of wisdom in terms of your opening remarks. And I think now all members are here. Why is it kind of important to make hands of it? No, it's fine. Thank you very much, Chair. Let me leave it because I don't know why I'm doing like this. Let's get the apology. Nelisa, are there any apologies from our?
Yes, Chair, I received one apology from Honorable Maluleka, who's not feeling well. Thank you, Chair, from the Portfolio Committee on Women. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Lady. We wish Honorable Maluleka a speedy recovery, because even during the time, during our interview, she was sickly, but she made it that she ensured that she's part of us up until the end. I think the reason that we have convened today in this joint portfolio committee and select committee, the purpose of today's meeting is for us to give reports to the joint committee meeting so that we close our work. We have come to the end of our project in filling in vacancies of board members for the NYDA. First of all, we want to thank all honorable members of the both committee for the support that you gave us during that difficult time, whereby we were under pressure and it was not easy, but through your support, you were making us aware of things that were said on social media, on the work that we're doing. And thank you very much to all of you honorable members who ensured that we soldier on, even if how hard it is, but you were there for us to give us support. Thank you very much, honorable members. We want to also thank our staff members who were with us from day one up until the last day for the good work that they have done. Hence, we even recommended to Parliament, to the manager, and all the managers of all the our staff members, the research unit, the secretaries, the content advisors, the coordinators, that the staff that we worked with up until the last day, they deserve a bonus. They need to be assessed correctly, because the service that they provided during the that from the inception of the project up until the last day today, they ensured that everything that needed to be done is done correctly. We also want to thank our legal team chair, Mr. Jikela and Dr. Teme, for the legal advices that they gave us from day one up until the last day today, even in our the meeting that we held, the closed meeting that we held, and up until now, they've been with us from day one up until the end. That's why we're able to deal with issues of litigation. If it wasn't for them, we're not going to be able to do things accordingly, because they were there to interpret the law where we don't understand. They were able to clarify us so that we are able to follow processes and procedures, rules and procedures of Parliament accordingly. So, but we want to thank you very much. We want to also thank the media people who ensured that our statements are always out. Even today, we will want our media people, the communications division, that they must send out a statement on behalf of the work that we have done up until today, and express some dissatisfaction on media, social media, or other media houses who are writing things that were projecting as if they were things that were not done correct by this subcommittee, by our subcommittee, which was not a true reflection of the work that we've been doing since day one up until the last day. At some time, we saw that there were things that were written that the NYDA process, I don't know whether it's falling down or RIA or RIA Kukua, but those things, they put us under pressure also, as if maybe there was something wrong that is happening in the subcommittee, that we are not following due processes, and it leaves the public not to have confidence to the committee, which was not correct, and it was not a true reflection of the work that we've been doing all along. And also, we want to thank Abo Shelly, who've been there for us, giving us support up until the last day, that they ensured that social media, whether it be YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, our meetings were open and transparent so that the public can be able to follow our meetings as wherever they are, whether even the person who's not having a TV was able to watch our meetings, especially all those open meetings that we held, because we only had two closed meetings. The second one is the one that we held today. But also, we want to thank the youth of South Africa who showed the interest, and whatever comments they were saying, we accepted those comments, whether those that were constructing, there were lessons that we learned from them, and even those that were negative, anyway, sometimes they were unfair, but as members of parliament, we learn from what people are saying, and we were able to manage things where there's no sound and so on. There were members, Honorable Mpiti and Honorable Masiko, were tasked with that responsibility to check on behalf of the committee on whether there's a problem on social media. And when there's a problem, they were letting us away with the chair so that we can be able to talk to Abo Shedi. And we want to thank Abo Shedi very much for the good work that they've done in ensuring that they televise our meeting on time accordingly to all the public and to the people of South Africa. I want to thank the chairs of parliament, both chairs, chair of chairs, Honorable Frolic and Honorable Jomonyambi, and the Speaker of Parliament, and the Chairperson of NCOP, Mr. Masondo, the Speaker, Honorable Thandi Modise, and Mr. Masondo from the NCOP. We want to thank them very much, and our Chief Whip, who was always there to give us the both Chief Whip, who were always there to give us support in whatever, wherever we needed support, they were always there to give us support. We thank Honorable Ndongeni for being with us and working with us to keep the road running. Thank you very much, Honorable Ndongeni. And we want to thank all of you, Honorable Members. CMG, the person that was deployed to our meeting, he never misrepresented facts. But everything that he wrote about the outcomes of our meeting were correct. We want to thank you very much. But honorable members, I think today we have resolved in our last meeting to say let's go and finalize the report, as there were other outstanding a report from the state security that needed to be concluded by the state security, so that we close our report and we are able now to publish the report, to table the report to parliament, and be able to go to present our report to the House, which is the National Assembly and the NCOP. I think we can confidently a report today that we have done our work accordingly, and we have certified ourselves as the committee. So we want to thank honorable members for being active in those meetings, and we can report on the work that we've done today. Who's going to present? Is it Dr. Tembe, or is it Huche who's going to present?
It's myself, Chair. Tlelizwe, to present the report.
Okay, presenter the report. Okay. Where is your Nomvula?
I'm here, Chair.
Oh, yes, Nomvula. May you please assist even to prevent the last outcome of our meeting.
Thank you, Chair. I've just shared the screen, the draft report. I hope all members can see it. The draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities on the filling of for the National Youth Development, the persons with disabilities.
Oh, okay, Chair, can I can take over, Chair. I will then ask Unediswa to move it up and down for me, please, so that I can quickly read through it. Yes, Chair. Okay, yeah, I am. Can I proceed, Chair?
Yes.
Okay, this is a draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities on the filling of vacancies for the National Youth Development Agency Board, dated 15 July 2021. The subcommittee of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities and the Select Committee on Health and Social Services, hereinafter referred to as a subcommittee, having considered the referral by the Speaker through a resolution of the National Assembly dated 3 September 2020 and the decision by the National Assembly Program Committee, NAPC, for the Portfolio Committee. Sorry, can you just go up a little bit? I will indicate when you have to go up or down, please. Where am I? Can I go up again, Nellis? All right, there you are. For the Portfolio Committee to reconsider its report to fill vacancies for the persons to serve on the board of the National Youth Development Agency, report as follows. As an introduction, the NYDA was established in 2009 following a merger between Umsobomvu Youth Fund and the National Youth Commission. The NYDA derives its mandate from the legislative frameworks, including the National Youth Development Agency Act, Act 54 of 2008, the National Youth Policy 2015 to 2020, and the Integrated Youth Development Strategy, IYDS, Section 9 of the NYDA Act stipulates that the board consists of 7 members, 2 of whom are executive directors. According to the Act, members of the board hold office for a period of 3 years and are appointed by the President on the recommendation of Parliament. And go up, please. The term of office of the NYDA board expired on 31 May 2020, and both the Portfolio Committee and Select Committee are jointly mandated to consider the filling of these vacancies and make recommendations to the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces, respectively. Number 2, subcommittee process and procedure. Can you go up, please? A subcommittee of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities and the Select Committee on Health and Social Services was established in terms of the NA Rule 172 and NCOP Rule 106 to be responsible for the appointment of members to serve on the NYDA board. In terms of these rules, the subcommittee must report its activities to the principal committees, which are the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities and the Select Committee on Health and Social Services. Can you go up, please? On 3 September 2020, the National Assembly resolved to return the report of the Portfolio Committee on the filling of vacancies for members of the NYDA board for reconsideration and reporting. This resolution was followed by the decision of the NAPC on 28 January 2021 for the subcommittee to restart the process, having due consideration to demographics, geographical representation, as well as persons with disabilities on the list of candidates to be recommended for appointment. A meeting of the subcommittee was convened on 9 February 2021, and the committee resolved to restart the process in line with the NAPC decision, and as such, accordingly adopted reports to give effect to that resolution. The reports of the Portfolio Committee and the Select Committee were published on 9 February 2021 in the ATC of 9 February 2021. It was further agreed that the new subcommittee membership should remain the same members who served in the previous process. Move up, please. The new subcommittee of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities and the Select Committee on Health and Social Service Program was accordingly adopted on 9 March 2021. The composition of the subcommittee is as follows. From the National Assembly side, we have the following members: Ms. C. N. Ndaba, Ms. F. A. Masigo, Ms. B. Maluleke, Ms. T. Mgweba, Mr. L. Mpiti, Ms. N. Tangwini. From the National Council of Provinces, we have Ms. M. Gillian, Ms. A. D. Maleka, Mr. M. Inchabeleng, Mr. M. R. Baha, Ms. B. Matevula. Ms. B. Matevula replaces Ms. S. Lutuli from the NCOP side. Ms. S. Ndongeni replaces Mr. M. Inchabeleng from Limpopo. 2.1, the public participation process. Can just go down a little bit, 2.1. In line with the NYDA Act, which provides procedures and processes for the appointment of the board members, Parliament advertised on 20 March 2021 in various local, regional and national newspapers, including the parliamentary website, inviting applications and nominations for persons to serve on the NYDA board. The deadline for the submission of applications was 9 April 2021. A total number of 1,117 applications, including one duplicate application, were received. This brought the number of applications received to 1,116. All applicants' curricula vitae CVs were published on the parliamentary website between 18 and 24 May 2021. Having published all the CVs, the subcommittee discharged its duties conscientiously and with all due regard to the requirements of thoroughness, openness, and transparency. Moreover, all CVs and supporting documentation were catalogued for safekeeping on a secure internal recording platform of Parliament, UVIMBA, which was accessible only to subcommittee members and the support staff. 2.2, shortlisting criteria and process. The minimum criteria for appointment as a board member are set out in Section 3 and disqualifications in Section 10 of the NYDA Act. Desirable criteria for shortlisting entail persons who are South African citizens, knowledgeable and experienced on youth development interventions in enhancing their capabilities as key agents for socioeconomic and innovation, having a proven performance on youth development, leadership and participation in youth structures. The following categories of persons are disqualified from appointment to the board by Section 10 of the NYDA Act. Can you go down, please, Nadisa? An unrehabilitated insolvent, a person who has been convicted and imprisoned without the option of a fine, or fined more than the prescribed amount for theft, fraud, forgery, perjury, and offense in connection with the promotion, formation, or management of a company, any violation of the Public Finance Management Act, or any offense involving dishonesty. A person who has, as a result of improper conduct, been removed from an office of trust, or a person who has been declared by a court to be mentally ill or unfit. According to the NYDA Act, the board consists of 7 members, 2 of whom are executive directors. Members must be appointed in a manner ensuring 1, participation by youth in the nomination process, transparency and openness, and a shortlist of candidates for appointment is published. Can you move up? Further, move up, please. Further, a short list of candidates should reflect the demographics and the geographical spread. Sorry, can you just move up? I don't know where I was now. Can you move up, please, then? All right. Further, a short list of candidates should reflect the demographics and the geographical spread of the Republic. Of the total number of 1,116 applications received, 113 applicants did not submit a curriculum vitae and or copies of qualifications as was required in terms of the advertisement. These applications were automatically excluded from the disqualification, which led to a total of 1,003 CVs from which the subcommittee could choose a shortlist. The subcommittee met on 25 and 26 May 2021 to conduct shortlisting for interviews. Due to the large number of applications received, the subcommittee resolved to shortlist 40 candidates for interviews. The committee also ensured that the shortlist reflects the demographics, geographical spread of the Republic, as well as the recognition of persons with disabilities. The names of shortlisted candidates were published on the parliamentary website on 27 May 2021. 2.3, verification of academic qualifications and security clearance. Chairperson, can I just indicate that this is where most of the changes in the report appear? At 2.3.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So at this paragraph, I will also read out what transpired in today's meeting, as you have asked me to give a report on it. So this part will give that part, that report, Chair.
Okay.
Okay.
You also, give 2.3,
yes. All shortlisted candidates were subjected to an academic qualification verification check and security clearance in order to adhere with Section 10 of the NYDA Act.
Correct.
Positive confirmations were received from the Human Resource Unit of Parliament of the academic qualifications of all the 17 recommended candidates. However, by the time the subcommittee concluded the recommendation process, the complete State Security Agency report was outstanding. In the meeting of 8 July 2021, the committee resolved to await the complete SSA report before proceeding with the adoption of the final recommendations report. Can you go up, please? At the time, the SSA had submitted a security clearance report of only 12 of the 17 recommended candidates. The committee was also informed that 3 of the recommended candidates received negative security clearance. The committee then resolved to hold a closed meeting with the 3 affected candidates to allow them to explicate on the SSA findings as per the legal advice. This was intended to comply with the Audi principle, as the candidates did not have an opportunity to address the subcommittee on the findings by the SSA during the interview process. However, at the meeting of 15 July 2021, the committee agreed that the 3 candidates are absolved in terms of the NYDA Act. Thus, all the 17 candidates are fit and proper to be recommended as candidates to serve on the board. Can you go up, Nelly? 2.4, interview guidelines. The subcommittee adopted an interview guideline to ensure that the interview process is fair and within the ambit of the NYDA Act. The following interview guidelines were adopted. Introduction by a candidate, sector knowledge, which is the NYDA Act, integrated youth development strategy and national youth policy, knowledge of the national development plan, good governance principles, youth development experience, innovation and creativity, leadership and vision. Go up, please. The subcommittee agreed on a 45-minute interview schedule, which allowed for at least 6 questions per candidate. In addition, any member could ask follow-up questions to seek further clarity from a candidate. Number 3 is the interview process. The interview process commenced on 22 June 2021 and was completed on 25 June 2021, with all 40 candidates interviewed as Parliament. Only one candidate was approved for a virtual interview session. The subcommittee agreed that only members who participated in the interview in the interviewing of all 40 candidates would be eligible to deliberate in the process of recommending suitable candidates to the board of the NYTA and to report to the principal committees. During the interviews, all candidates were assessed based on structured interview guidelines as indicated above in order to ensure an interview process that is fair and within the ambit of the NYTA Act. Number four, committee recommendations. Can you go up? The portfolio committee resolves that the following 17 candidates should be recommended for appointment by the president to serve as board members in the NYTA for a period of 3 years. Ms. Karabo Mohale, Mr. Mulaudi Sikake, Mr. Mihlali Pedro Mzileni, Mr. Lukhona Afika Nguni, Ms. Phabalo Ponwane, Mr. Kutlwano Isao Rakosa, Mr. Mikalo Malan, Mr. Avela Njajubani, Ms. Lebohang Mulaisi, Mr. Thabo Shingange. Can you go up, please? Mr. Alexandria Sarah Proctor, Mr.
No. It's not Mr. It's Miss.
Oh, sorry, Chairperson. My Miss
Alexandra.
I'm sorry for that. It's Miss Alexandria Sarah Proctor, Mr. Thuli Sandel, Miss Asanda Luata, Miss Busisiwe Catherine Siabe, Miss Nomcebo Nkosi, who is a person with a disability, Miss Nompumelelo Mbata, and Miss Pearl Pillay. The committee considered recommending 14 candidates, however, deliberated and agreed to recommend the top 17 candidates based on their performance during the interviews, their skills and experience, and demographic profile that is representative of the country. The above list of candidates is representative of demographics and geographic spread of the Republic as espoused in Section 94 of the NYTA Act No. 54 of 2008. The other issues considered by the subcommittee for its recommendations include gender parity, women and disabilities. A true reflection of the recommendation also finds expression in the imperatives of the Employment Equity Act No. 55 of 1998, which are to promote equal opportunity and fair treatment in employment to the elimination of unfair discrimination and to implement affirmative action measures to redress the disadvantages in employment experienced by designated groups. People from designated groups are Black people, Africans, colors, and Indians, women, and persons with disabilities. Can you go up, please? The committee further indicated that it would... Can you
pull it down?
Yes, can you just go down a little bit, Nelly? Yes, the committee further indicated that it would be ideal to have 4 females and 3 males appointed to the NYTA board. 4.1, the demographic profile of the recommended candidates. The committee considered the demographics of the country and has ensured that the recommended candidates are illustrative of this inclusivity. There is one candidate who is a person with a disability amongst the recommended candidates. The age, this figure one below shows the recommended candidates by age. Can you please go down, Nelly? So this graph shows that most of the candidates are between the ages of 26 and 30 years. One candidate is below 26 years of age, as it is indicated in blue, and 6 candidates are aged between 31 to 35 years, as indicated in the yellow graph. Gender, 4.1.2, that is the gender. Figure 2 shows the recommended candidates by gender. Can you go down, please?
Go up. Yeah.
Go down. I want to read the summary. Yes, go down again a little bit. Right, it's fine. Figure 2 shows that there are more females, which is 53%, compared to males, which is 47% among the recommended candidates. The demographics in terms of race, figure 3 shows the recommended candidates by race. Figure 3 shows that the majority of the candidates are Black African, with one Indian, white, and colored candidates. 4.1.4 by province. Figure 4 will show the recommended candidates by province. Figure 4 shows that the majority of the candidates are from the Gauteng province. 3 candidates each represent the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal provinces. 2 candidates are from the Eastern Cape. 1 candidate represents Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and Northern Cape, respectively. Thus, 7 provinces are represented. Demographics in terms of race and gender, figure 5. In figure 5, it shows that there are 7 Black African females and 7 Black African males, 1 colored male, 1 Indian female, and 1 white female. Number 5, conclusion. The Portfolio Committee would like to assure citizens that it has strived to comply with all sections of the NYDA Act in its recommendation of candidates for the appointment to serve on the NYDA board. The committee is confident that all candidates recommended for the appointment have an understanding of the NYDA mandate and are passionate about youth development in the country. They should be able to serve young people in the country with distinction in addressing socioeconomic challenges facing the youth. The committee would also like to thank all candidates for making themselves available for the interviews. Further, the good work done by their support staff is acknowledged and commended. Report to be considered. And that is the end, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nomvula. Honorable members, here is a report. At least we are confident that now we have captured everything that we have done from day one up until today. And even the work that we're supposed to have done after our adjournment last week, we have done it. So we are now, as the subcommittee, presenting our final report to the joint or to the Portfolio Committee on Women. And the chairperson from the NSOP will then also deal with the report accordingly with members of the NCOP. For now, we now present the report to members of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities. Over to you, Honorable Members. I see Honorable Songo. Honorable Songo.
Thank you very much, Chair. Greetings to honorable members. Chair, let me first welcome the reports and recommendations from the subcommittee and also commend the work done by the subcommittee from the beginning of this process to date, Chair. And also say, Chair, that indeed young people are the future of this country, having to watch them express their views and contributions on how to take the NYDA forward and all the ideas they have for the NYDA really brings hope to young people and to this country. I welcome the recommendations that consist of persons with disabilities and young women and men from different provinces, Chair. I therefore adopt the report as presented to this committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Te. Any other member? Okay. Can I get a second for the adoption of the report? Honorable Te has moved for the adoption of the report. Can I get a second? Honorable Mamsonti.
Thank you, Chairperson. I seconded the report.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mamsonti. Honorable Mamsonti has moved for the secondment of the report, and the report is duly adopted by the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities. We will now table the report to Parliament. So that we can now go and adopt our report in the National Assembly. And thank you very much, honorable members. I think as the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, we want to thank all candidates who came for the interviews, and we wish them good luck, all of them, that as this report is going to be presented to National Assembly, the House will adopt our report. And then after, the report will be taken to the President, but also the NCOP will also have to adopt the report. And we hopefully this time our report will be adopted by both Houses and will be taken to the President for the President to appoint the last seven candidates to be appointed by the President. But thank you very much, honorable members. Over to you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. Members of the Select Committee, I will ask Marcel to put the report on the screen, and then I will, if the report is on the screen, I won't read the report again because we are in a joint meeting, but we are dealing with the report separately. I think the report was read by Viswa in the Portfolio Committee, but all of us have listened tentatively. So the report is in front of you, membership. The work that has been done, I think we must welcome the members of the Portfolio Committee who has already adopted the report. So the work for the Select Committee on Health and Social Services is to then adopt the report as is in front of us. I will ask if there is any member who wants to propose for the adoption of this report. Do I have any hands here?
Yes, we do have.
Okay, Member Chabaleng. I see the hand of Member Chabaleng. Member Chabaleng. Okay.
Yes, thanks, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the report as discussed earlier. And congratulations to the young people who have made it on the shortlist. That we wish them all good luck. And thanks to all the members who have participated in this process. You really made us proud. Thank you. I move for the adoption.
Thank you, Member Chabaleng, is there a seconder? I want to see a hand here. I don't see a hand. Members of the Select Committee, is there any seconder for the report? I don't see any member of the Select Committee who raised their hand. If your function is, oh, there we go. Member Nchubi.
No, no, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I think the reports reflect the true precedent that you have seen since the process of start. I second the adoption of the report. Thanks.
Thank you, Member Nchubi. Members of the Select Committee, the report is duly agreed to and the report has been adopted. Let me then also take the opportunity, members, to thank all members of the subcommittee and also members of the Select Committee for the adoption of the report. The way forward will be as follows. The reports will be sent to the Speaker and the Chairperson of both houses, and then the National Assembly will then, the Portfolio Committee Chairperson will present the report in the National Assembly, which must then adopt the report. After the National Assembly has adopted the report will then be presented by the Chairperson of the Select Committee in the NCLP, which will then be tabled in a sitting of the National Council of Provinces for adoption. After the adoption of the report, it will then be sent to the President, who will then come back and make his choice of the seven members. I think I also need to thank all young people who participated in this process and want to wish the 17 candidates well, and also just to say it very, very loud and clear. If the President has appointed the seven candidates, there won't be any ground left that seven members of the National Youth Development Agency Board, well, they must run. Because what our young people are facing in this country is very severe, and we will depend on this board to work together with government to make sure that young people can see a difference. I want to wish the young people well. I know it has been a very, very long time since there was a board being appointed. Also want to thank the young people for being very patient with this process. But as the Select Committee, we can also tell that seven young people will be appointed on the NYDA board. We will definitely continue with our oversight work once you are appointed. We never stopped with our oversight work on the NYDA, but we would love to inform you. We will work with you and we won't stop doing our oversight over the NYDA board. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee and members of the National Assembly who are working with us as the members of the Select Committee on this very, very difficult process. From our side, as the Select Committee members who was part of this subcommittee, we want to thank you also. And I want also to thank all members of the subcommittee, no matter from what political parties we were. We really showed that together, if we are doing our work as members of parliament, and putting the political work aside, we can really achieve much in Parliament. I thank you. Over to you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, we forgot last time to thank the senior citizens who were watching our committee meetings every day, writing comments, and we want to thank them very much. I want to send a special thanks to Honorable Masigo's mother-in-law, who was always writing to us, telling us, Kubani, Kubani, Sinibugele, Siyabonga, Sibonga kakhulu ma, abantu abadala bonke, ababesibukela every day. And I think our report is being adopted by both committees. We can now move for the adoption of our minutes, the minutes of the 8th of, last week minutes. Can Neliswa and Marcel fly those minutes? Marcel? We take it that members have received those minutes.
Sorry.
Yeah, you did send the minutes to members, Ms. Marcel, eh? Honorable members, here are the minutes of the 8th. These are the minutes of our joint portfolio and select committee meeting that we held last week on the 8th. Pansy, go down.
Chairperson, sorry, Chairperson, I don't see my name here, but I was part of the meeting. Masondo. Yes, last week I was present, Chair.
Neliswa? I know that Mam Sonti was there, she joined us in the meeting. Are we present, Grandma?
Yes.
Nelly, I need to, you can verify with your team which Masondo they are from, among other corner, which is their corner meeting. Is it Marcel who's writing or is Nelly?
Chairperson, it's Tabile sharing a screen. She's busy making the chat.
Okay. Okay, can we Who else? Is there any other person that we omitted? Let me see. Babu Nobo, Boanye.
Chair?
Babu Nobo, you were not part of the meeting.
You was, Chair.
You were?
Sorry, Chair, it's Honorable Mpiti. I just want to say that he was part of that meeting.
Oh, okay. It's because I didn't see them in my list, on my list. Bala phela umdlule kumele uma umsonto awubhalanga uthi EFF mane washiya kunjalo. And even today, Mom Sangwa is not present. Is she present? Or she's not present? She's not present. Okay. A chair from the National Assembly, where your member, all present, it was only Untube who was not present. Honorable Ntube was not part of the meeting.
Excuse me, Chairperson. Mr. Ntube joined the meeting a little late. He was in a prior engagement before he joined us, Chair.
He joined us late?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. Let's make sure that even the records of last week, they are a full reflection to this attendance register, né? Because if we confirm things and somebody else will go to those records and it does not reflect, then it will come back to us. So I'm just highlighting for all of those, even from our NA committee, Honorable Masonda is saying, she was present and I did not see her on my list. So we'll double check our records so that tomorrow we cannot be held accountable for something that is human error. Okay, let's go to the minutes. Go down. So yeah, plan to put it. In fact, we adopted how many sets of minutes?
Chairperson, we adopted 12 sets of minutes.
12 sets of minutes.
Recording and, stopped. Recording in progress.
Today we are adopting our last minute. So thank you very much. Honorable members, can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? If there's nothing that needs to be corrected. Members of NA?
Chair, move, Mpiti.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mpiti. Honorable Masiko?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I second the mover for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The minutes of the 8th of July have been adopted by the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. Over to you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, members of the Select Committee. The minutes of the 8th of July 2021 is in front of you. If there is no corrections and you agree with the minutes, can we have a move for the adoption of the minutes?
Baja moves.
Member Baja moves. Is there a seconder?
Lihije.
Thank you, Member Lihije. The minutes of the 8th is then adopted by the Select Committee as presented. Over to you, Chair of the Portfolio Committee.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We have come to the end of our meeting. We are now going to sleep now because we are done with the most difficult process. Especially for myself and the chair, it was not easy to go and work with the staff day in and day night. Sometimes we fight with the staff unnecessary. Sometimes we, you know, so our apologies to our staff members. If we shouted you sometimes, you know, sometimes you talk things with us because you are under pressure and you are stressful. We say, man, you didn't tell me this thing and what. So bear with us, you know, because we're under duress. So thank you very much, honorable members. And hopefully this time our report will be adopted by both houses. They are going and cartel a profound road.
Can I come in, Chair, please?
Yes, Nompula.
I'm sorry, Chair, to interject like that. Just as a matter of procedure, Chair, I just want to clarify the fact that from here now, the two reports of the Select Committee and the Portfolio Committee will now be published in the ATC. From there, the two houses will identify dates by which the two reports will be considered by the two houses. So the process of the NCOP does not rely on the process of the NA. So once the two reports are published, NCOP will identify its own date when that report will be done by the NCOP, as well as the NA will identify its own date by when that report will be done. Then lastly, Chair, the two sets of minutes of the meetings that were held today will then be adopted by the two committees in your first meetings. When the NCOP sits in their first meeting, they will adopt the two sets of minutes, as well as the PC, when they sit, they will adopt the two sets of minutes. That's all. Thank you very much, Chair.
Meaning the minutes of today and the meeting of the subcommittee in the morning. That's what you say?
Yes, Chair. Yes, correct.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Nombula. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. That didn't have a day. Re a bona ntate o phisi ya nong re le ka modimo gore we are in a good health status. Thank you very much, honorable members. Sinifiselo buhle kodwa as you are going to go to all those places in doing your oversight as members of parliament, checking all those sites that were affected by the looting, and please stay safe. Honorable Gillon, stay safe. We will pray for you, honorable members. I think we have come to the end of our meeting. I still have to go to two malls with our staff members here. They've been waiting for me that side. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned. Chair, if you have nothing to say.
Thank you.
Long live the chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Long live the chair.
Siyabonga bosalo. Thank you.
Sibonga nina malunga matha.
Thank you, Chair.
Nabo wipha
batetesayo. Siyabonga nabo wipha batetesayo. Siyabonga.